there a godly way to raise your children in righteous discipline? And if so, what is it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about disciplining children. Is it important to discipline children from early life? Yes, it is. Firstly, children look to their parents for guidance, and they have a need to know right from wrong. The great mistake that most parents make is that they're hesitant to discipline even young children because of the fact that they feel that the children will be resentful and that it will affect their relationships. And so they turn to school and Sunday school and church to do the disciplining for them and the instructing for them. And that is a very grave mistake. Parents, you are responsible for raising your children in the righteousness of the Lord. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, we read, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Train up a child in what? In the right things to do. in righteousness, in the Word of God, in holiness, in knowing right from wrong, in values, taking care of others, and taking care of oneself. Proverbs 13:24 says, "Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him." In other words, dedicated to discipline him, or her, for that matter. Daughters need discipline also, don't they? You see, without discipline, one cannot learn respect of their parents. That's the first thing. The second thing is, without discipline, children cannot learn to respect those in authority. This scripture refers to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. "Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you in the land." People do not realize this, but the Bible speaks of generations' curses. Yes, it does. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5 speaks of the generation's curse. And it tells us that that generation's curse will go down 3 to 4 generations, God says, to those who hate him. In other words, are disobedient to him. It says, "I am God, visiting the sins of the fathers upon their children to the 3rd and 4th generation of those who hate me." What does he mean by that? Hate me. What God is talking about there is being disobedient to his commandments, his teachings. Being disobedient to his word. And this is a very specific generation's curse that he's speaking of here, called the curse of dishonoring parents. Notice what happens if you honor your mother and father. It will go well with you, and you may live long in the land. You will have blessing all of your life. But guess what the curse is? Just the opposite. In other words, if children spend their childhood and early adulthood dishonoring their father and mother, just the opposite will happen. Instead of things going well with you and you living long in the land, all of their lives, things will not go well with them, and their lives will be shortened. That is a judgment of God for dishonoring mother or father. That is called the curse of dishonoring parents. You see, in God's eyes, he's not looking at whether the parents are alcoholic or drug addicted or anything like that. They are still the parents, and they have given their children the gift of life. And as being in authority over the children, God says that they are to be respected and honored as parents. So Proverbs 15:32 tells us, "Whoever ignores instruction despises himself," hates himself. "But he who listens to reproof," that is correction, "gains intelligence." Again in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 1, it says, "A wise son hears his father's instruction, but a scoffer does not listen to rebuke." It goes further in Proverbs 15:5. "A fool despises his father's instruction, but whoever heeds reproof," that is correction, "is prudent," is wise. Then it goes on to say in Proverbs 10:17, "Whoever heeds instruction is on the path to life, but he who rejects reproof leads others astray." If you are a mother, or if you are a father, Be wise. Observe what your children are doing. Observe the television programs that you are permitting them to watch, or the radio broadcasts, or the music that you are permitting them to listen to. Examine the video games that they are playing for hours and hours a day. You see, the world is at enmity with God, the scripture says. That means the world is striving against God. The things of the world are seducing to children. Movies, television, containing content that is spiritually harmful to their thought life. The mind is a precious thing. It needs to be protected. You only get one. You must listen to the content of your children's talk. You must realize that their brains are being imploded with information that can be harmful to them. Change their values. They're getting a steady dose of it, in other words, and they want to be accepted by their associates, their friends, and others. They want to fit in. It's important that they be accepted at home first and unconditionally loved and gently but firmly corrected. And yes, it does say not to spare the rod or you spoil the child, but you don't have to use a rod. A palm of a hand is perfectly okay, a lot more gentle, but can be firmly applied to the backside, and a whack or two on occasion can go a long way to give them the idea about how you feel about what they're doing. And God created them well padded so that it hurts their ego more than it hurts their flesh. You see, Psalm 127 verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward." And what that means is that they are to be cherished. They are to be loved unconditionally. They are to be nurtured, affirmed, praised, hugged, kissed, so that they can grow in the love of their parents and in the love of the Lord. Proverbs 6:20 says, "My son, keep your father's commandment," his teaching, "and forsake not your mother's teaching." Hearing from both dad and mom are important. Value your children. Protect them. Keep the enemy away from them. Be particularly diligent to watch what they are playing with. One of the most dangerous things out there are video games and software that are put in cell phones that they get a steady dose of for hours and hours every day, but causes them to relate to objects like a cell phone or a video game rather than to people. It depersonalizes them. That is, it teaches them to relate to mechanical things, and it harms their personality. That's what depersonalize means. It weakens their identity. And worse, it is not true reality. True reality is interacting with the world environment, interacting with people. Not with devices. Interacting with devices is a virtual reality, meaning it is electronic reality. And guess what? Children do not have the maturity to discern between the two. So as they spend hours and hours and hours every day immersing themselves in those forms of entertainment, do you know what Satan is doing? He is blurring the boundaries between real reality and virtual reality. So, in their video games. They see lots of shootings going on, and this player is shot and eliminated, and another player is shot and eliminated. And as they get older, there is a seed planted in that precious mind that it's okay to cross boundaries. It's okay to harm people. It's okay to eliminate them because it's been part of their reality for years. And the boundaries of what is right and wrong have been blurred by what they see on television, have been blurred by what they use to play with in video games, have been blurred by the words that they hear in rock music and other kinds of songs. And all of these things have built an unholy matrix in their thought life. A matrix is a false belief system that's been programmed into adults or children through different kinds of media, for reading wrong things, from listening to wrong music, from watching wrong videos or pornography, or from going to movies to watch unholy motion pictures that give a subtle subliminal message, a hidden message that can corrupt their thinking. It's a dangerous world out there. Yes, we have to discipline our children, not only our children, our grandchildren. Proverbs 13:18 says, "Poverty and disgrace come to him who ignores instruction, but whoever heeds reproof," that is correction, "is honored." Let me ask you a question. Do you have the values in you to raise your children in the teachings of the Lord? Today is as good a day to begin, no matter how old they are or what they're doing. If Jesus has a way into your heart, Jesus has a way out of your circumstances, including your family circumstances or your children's circumstances. The biblical number of Jesus is the number of 8, the number of new beginnings. Are you ready? Pray this prayer, being willing to repent of your sin and invite Christ into your heart today. I promise you, change is coming.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.